We're back. We're live in, we're here talking with some extraordinary people, extraordinary guests. We have Mark Kornke. We have John Gary Peter. We also have my co-host, John Alastasis, who I'm going to ask if he has any questions. And I wanted just to go right back to what our caller, John Doe, was saying about the start of the Patriot Movement. Caller, John Doe, you want to elaborate a little bit more?
Well, it's certainly an honor. I mean, the first time that I ever had the pleasure being in the presence of Mr. Kornke was at the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, where we attempted to keep the Clintonistas and the neo-Nazis from attaching and stealing a church in Indianapolis, Indiana. The exigencies of the Missouri 20, which Cascio very effectively trashed as a discussion in Chautauqua Rising 2006, as well as a number of other militia issues in the local area, prevented my best efforts of being there to guard the back door, but obviously that's old history. But Mark Kornke is right along with Dion, certainly Dr. Kaufman, so many others that aren't even known, or voices or names that are not known, are responsible for our ability to still carry on this fight. It would have been a long done deal, folks. You're getting to the game a little bit late, and we desperately need your active participation. My question to Mr. Kornke is, considering the issue that there are young patriots, as Dave Burgert, U.S. military, honorably discharged as yourself, certainly not as high rank, or Mr. Larry Chisholm sitting in jail in, I believe, Tennessee. No patriot attention or attention being warranted them or any more support than they've done their duty by getting up a micro. Could you advise me who really truly is in the zoo when we're dealing with what we have presently in Montana militia, and we never hear a word from them, and they never spoke once for David Burgert? What ultimately goes on? And I have a follow-up request if you'd review CamusMagazine.com. CamusMagazine.com, I think, is an immediate resource to educate the people throughout the United States, if not the world, how the neo-Nazis have been so financially successful in their treason.
Well, okay, just real quick. Remember this it's not just with MOM, but we got to remember that almost all of our operations, and this is true of every one of the networks, is that they're all really acts of personal love on the part of each person who's created them. But most people don't realize it's not as large as you might think. So the biggest problem we have is being able to keep up with all of the things that are happening. And there's only, and with us, just like the other side, there's only 24 hours in the day and only so much time that we have to accomplish everything. You have to remember that what has to be done and what we've been doing for years, we did this with all of our other networks and all the other work we've done, is we've counted on all of you out there to be the eyes and ears across the nation. We're not like a CNN network where they have a central all-seeing eye, so to speak. We have many, many, many eyes with rank-and-file people who are as important as whoever might be at the center of the storm, so to speak. That's true even today. Something was mentioned here earlier is to support this network, support the radio work that's being done. You have to remember to do that, and it does mean supplying a monetary resource, because there's limits. There's always, and there are costs. The biggest thing is that all the costs you see for keeping the lights on, running the computers, or just replacing the computer. People don't think about it. When the equipment goes bad, that's another expense that is incurred upon the people who create the network itself. We need support like that. Everybody does. All of these forces. But,
well, we have another commercial coming up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
I got one more caller, John. We're going to bring you up after this commercial.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, we're back. Talking to Mark Kornke. He's with the militia. We're also talking to John Gary Peeler. He is a former BATF, FBI agent, and went undercover in both Arkansas and also in Oklahoma City, and was directly involved with Timmy McVeigh and those folks during the time of that Oklahoma City bombing. We also have on the line a new caller, and that's John, John from Arkansas. John, are you there? John?
President accounted for.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, John?
I am here.
Hi. How are you doing?
Mark, what can I say? It's been a long time. This reminds me of the days of WWCR and and those various other stations that went defunct. Welcome back to the reality, brother. Unfortunately, it's not like the way you left it. Let me throw you some questions right quick. Adrienne Curry, at the Adrienne Curry Show, she's a high-priced fashion model. She said, quote, on her show, right, that she is not voting for Ron Paul because she's tired of voting for something that's old. She said she will vote for, what's the name, Barack Obama, whatever his name is. I want to know how you feel about that.
Mark, you want to make a comment there?
Who's voting for Mr. Osama Bin Ding Dong?
Adrienne Curry, from the Adrienne Curry Show. I'm not publicizing her show. This is what she said. She is not voting for Ron Paul. The question was brought up, will she vote for Ron Paul? She said no. She's tired of voting for something that's old. She want to vote for something new like Barack Obama or whatever his name is.
Well, my problem is, as we know, is the rubber-lipped politicians, I don't care which ones they are, I don't care if it's the Hillarite, Osama Bama Ding Dong on the Democrat side, or if it's any one of the other characters, including Giuliani. Oh, I'm sorry, Giuliani? No, Giuliani, the cross-dresser from New York, anyway.
Thank you.
All of those are worthless. And the bottom line is that they're not, as we know, they're not talking any substance. And I watch their eyes when Ron Paul comments. And I cannot stress this enough for everybody. I was taught to watch body language, to watch facial response. They all panic, the eyes especially, because he talks substance. He talks reality. They are talking in political ease, which has nothing to do with any kind of reality whatsoever, other than the quasi, just flat out, belligerent lies on the part of commercial politicians in the Beltway, you know, in Washington. Ron Paul has even addressed that, and I think that bothers them the most because they know exactly what he's talking about. He's not for the big bureaucracy. He's not for the sugar daddies. He's not for the power brokers. He actually has addressed all the issues, and he's never changed in all the time we've had him up on the air before in the past, years ago. He has never changed his direction. He has always been consistent, and he's always had one basic weather vane to guide everything by, and that's our Constitution, our limited Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. And that's the man that we need to support, period. Osama Bama Ding Dong is a cousin. In fact, they were even talking about it. Somehow he's an eighth cousin to Cheney, which should tell us something right there. I mean, granted, the only people would be keeping track of that kind of lineage.
And who would want to bring that up?
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. You know,
it's a royalty
it's
thing.
It's kind
it shows
of a questionable
you,
thing, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, hi, I'm a cousin of Attila the Hun. You know, you can bring that up during the election. In fact, you know what? I think Attila the Hun would make a brother president.
Yeah, he was like my fourth cousin twice removed by my sister-in-law's brother's cousin. What does that make you? Absolutely nothing to him. But what difference, you know?
Well, let me ask John Alastasis. John, my co-host here. I know you probably have a bunch of questions, right? John, are you there?
Well, he's
which
probably
one?
He might just be. I know how it is. We've been done.
John, are you there?
Which one?
Okay,
this
still
is
there.
A bunch of Johns.
There we go.
Well, let me go over to John Peeler. John, let me ask you too. You're quite involved, not politically, but you were involved with before a governor Clinton in Arkansas, and who would you pick for president out of the pile?
I think Ron Paul is probably the best man for the job, but in my personal opinion, you know, your man, Mark, is right. He's probably the best man for the job, but does he have a chance and will he get it? I mean, we have the choice of the lesser of evil. He's probably the best man for the job, but the fix is in, and it's always been in, and now that they use computers and voting the way they do it now, I mean, we had... Dwayne Graham ran for sheriff in Arkansas here in Pulaski County, and he knew that some people voted for him, but he went to the FBI about voter fraud and stuff, and they told him, well, they're not interested. I mean, when Rockefeller ran for governor in Arkansas, there were whole graveyards that voted for him, and now with computers,
yep.
They don't even have to use graveyard votes.
Well, actually, here's the thing. This is what I've said. Number one, the reason we have to support Ron Paul is because we have to demonstrate that we are trying to come up with a peaceable solution right up into the point where we have to fight. My first attitude is this, that the other side is not going to go away easily. They've tried in cycles to attack our form of government and to destroy it. We are at that point in time in another window that they have created where they are going to try to orchestrate an action. Now, we are going to do everything we can, just as the Founding Fathers did, right up to the point where the one deciding vote was cast. That deciding vote was cast on the morning of April 19th, 1775, by one person who, when they had the rifle to their shoulder, cast about a one-ounce vote. And then almost as quickly, there were a whole bunch of one-ounce votes that were cast back and forth, both for and against the British, or the Royalists, I should say. And eventually, by the end of the day, our votes won. We had them back in Boston, and we had them under siege. We had some really bad situations and some really good situations for the next 7 years. And after we were done, we kicked their hind end down the road. Now, we're at the same situation, that point, same point in time again. But if we do not have the attitude that we are both capable in, and in the ethereal world, in other words, the world of the administration, understanding how good government works, and we're willing to be involved physically, then we are crippled because it is a scale, it's a balance. We cannot be either completely, you know, solely in one or solely in the other. We have to be well-rounded generalists capable of doing, and I say generalists, I mean being able to do a little bit of everything, but we have to, we're expected to. It was part of our founding. It's part of what made this nation strong. Specialization, where it becomes absolute specialization, kills. We have to get back to basics here in the United States, and that's one of them. We need to be better educated and better trained, better equipped, and when we're done, we'll get rid of them. It's going to be a mess, but it's going to be our mess when we're done.
Well, let me call John Alastasis. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
there
I can.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I know you've got some questions, right?
Well, a couple. I don't want to take up the show too much because Mark's doing such a great job, and same with John.
Mm-hmm.
But you were quoting about you were regulated as a number 11 on the screen.
Oh, yes. We should finish that, by the way. Thank you. Yes, what's interesting is, real quick, now I'll bring that back up. What happened is, normally we're not allowed to see our records. Anybody else can see your records, but inside the system, the prisoners can't. Well, we have a lot of people who are friendlies in one form or another. This woman, the person, I shouldn't do that, but this person had bucked the system a little bit before in other cases and would step in and help out in many different ways. She turns the screen and she goes, I want to show you something. And she scrolls down to this point where they have, it's called the Montana Software Package. Montana Software Package. You get down through a certain point, it says miscellaneous. And in miscellaneous, it said Category 11 Prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had just finished doing a special paper that was going into the federal courts on this subject. And I said, wait a minute, hold on, I'll be right back. Inside, there's a rating system for the federal mechanism. A Category 11 prisoner is a Category 11 political prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at the paperwork, and she looked at that, and she said, oh, wait a minute. And she click, deleted everything off the line, sealed the file, and she said, well, that's not there anymore.
Sealed the file. Now, see, this is the thing, too, I'm a former deputy clerk of a court system out here. And,
yep.
Again, what you're saying, that is very, very true. And this is the thing that's got to stop, too. They're sealing files, folks, of cases that
yes.
need to be heard, of criminal malfeasance. If you go in there, they gag up. I just had a gag situation with something I put in the Seventh Circuit of the federal court in regards to a situation. See, there's a declaration signed by President Bush as of September 24, 2001. That declaration said that any financial acts of tyranny in and outside the United States is supposed to be addressed directly to his office by the hands of the Treasury Department and the State Department. I had reported a situation of a terrorist cell with a flight school, and they were moving money by same means of same names of individuals, and I have done massive amounts of background. In fact, John Peeler will tell you, other people here know what I do. And the bottom line is I've taken it to the policing officials and everyone here, and they have denied me the rights, civil rights, and the rights of a constitution to bring this forth in court to have it heard and investigated. And they're now acting outside a presidential directive that says under his declaration that these things were supposed to be provided. And by the way, all you folks out there listening to this that will pick up and contact John Peeler about me and start terrorizing my kids again and ticketing my car so I can't drive and putting me in a situation I'll be out in the street real soon. You know what? The more you make me mad, the more I go in and start looking for things. And I will look into it because you're making me have more and more time on my hands. Now, if you do lock me away and do different things, there are people outside that know what's going on. Because, again, this stuff needs to stop. I have done nothing other than to try to work and take care of my children. To be poisoned and threatened and coerced needs to stop. And all of us here that are on this broadcast know exactly what I'm talking about. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. We're here on RBN now. I have another question for both Mark and John Peeler. There is some information I had gotten not too long ago with something ongoing that we don't even hear about, and that's going on up in Alaska. There was a situation they were saying that Chinese and Russians and various other people were running across the border up there, and the Hell's Angels are supposed to be up there fighting, trying to bring them, stop them from coming down into the States. Any one of you heard anything about that?
Well, we have, we have contact with friends up in Alaska. We've had other incidents over the years with massive numbers coming into Canada, actually in the Alaskan-Canadian frontier. Most recently, I think there's still an ongoing problem that is not being addressed by the governor or by the military, who really have an obligation to the border security up there because of our close proximity to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a series of sorties. I think everybody's probably, you may have even covered this on the air. Both the Russians have done or resumed bomber operations over the pole and in the far western Pacific. The one incident, they sorted out of the Sakhalin Island complex and Kamchatka and then did a mock run on Guam. The response by the military was that, well, you know, they want to bring out their old bombers and play with them, that's fine. Well, my point would be this. Our B-52 is over 50 years old and still flattens the city today just like it did 50 years ago, okay? So the weapon systems carried are what make the platform, not the plane. And the aircraft that the Russians are flying are aircraft that are low hours on their airframe. So these aircraft are technically, in many cases, almost new. It's the same thing we did. It's how we were able to fly the B-52 for so long, because we had a lot of planes we weren't flying and that we are flying now. So there is an increased threat, or at least acceleration, taking place with the Russians in one direction, and the Chinese are still out there from another, and they're, of course, infiltrating and moving people in wherever they can, both in Mexico and all through Canada. Canada's had a... We're in Michigan, obviously, so we're up on the border with the BBC, CBC, correction, CBC 1 and CBC 2. And so we see a lot of stuff in the Canadian news that you don't see in the national or, say, the international. And there's been many discussions. They tried to stop a freighter load of Chinese, was about 3,000, west coast of Canada. And this is actually more than a few years ago. This is several years ago. And the RCMP tried to stop the ship on the docks. The federal government of Canada interceded, blocked the RCMP from doing their job, and allowed the Chinese to leave the ship literally unfettered. They were not challenged. They were not passported. They just let them walk into the country. They just ran for the border, so to speak. They ran from the ship. Now, there were two ships like this, and both of them, what was interesting is a demonstration of conflict inside the government, because the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, tried to do their job. The federal Canadian United Nations element of the government said, oh, no, you can't block them, or whatever the plan was. They let the Chinese come in two different little waves, and that's not the only ships like this, but these are two that were public, where they stopped them on the docks, they had them on the ship, and they were told, they were physically forced back and allowed to let, they were forced to let the Chinese run off the ship and run into the country. Well, what would they be doing? They were all military-age adults. They were not ID'd. There was no paperwork. So what was the mission here? Why would they allow that to happen? The same thing is happening with our American situation here, and I believe we have a significant conflict that is quietly happening in the shadows, what I've called the Dagger War, where you have military that are pro-American, that are not owned by the CFR. You've got to remember that command and control people in the military, a lot of them are Council on Foreign Relations members. They're not just people that have been doctored by them. They've actually been conditioned and are owned by them. Well, those are the key people that allowed, like, the 9/11 incident to take place, or helped to manipulate what happened with Oklahoma. But there are majority of the military general staff are not from that camp. You have two different armies out there. You have two different air forces right now. You have two different Marine Corps, and there are two from the management end. And there we are on the very edge of literally what will be a significant civil war internal, first at the command end and eventually in a physical conflict because of all the other components. And I guess for all of our listeners, for your listeners and for our guests, I'm the guest here, you're the host, but I would point out that unlike all the other times in the past, these creatures are openly talking about dropping the borders of the United States. That is the death of this nation.
Now, I want to go to John Peeler on this same issue. John, the borders and up there, and one of the things, too, folks, too, it's very easy for people to peel down through Canada on the Great Lakes and go unaccounted and just flee down here and just come into places like Michigan, Chicago, or wherever and not be seen, off of, various freighter boats or whatever they have. John Peeler, what do you feel about this, with this situation with the Canadian borders and all these foreigners coming through?
I think Mark Kermke is totally correct. What the deal is, they enforce the laws they want enforced. They don't enforce the laws they don't want enforced. Every now and then, some information gets out, something becomes, they know happens and so forth. I mean, they in Arkansas, in Little Rock, now they have a Mexican consulate where the people can come and get identification and so forth, where they can get their driver's license and things they need. Here in Little Rock, Arkansas, they have a Mexican consulate. All the border, the Canadian border, all kind of Muslim people, Chinese people, Russian people. You were talking about the Hell's Angels. I never was a member, but I infiltrated the organization many years ago, and they've become mostly businessmen and organized criminals. Most of the Hell's Angels now are white-collar criminals, a lot of them.
Yeah, well, the thing is that everything out here is moving and changing. We're going to break. But I want to talk about another thing that is being kind of quashed now, but is still out there. We've got to talk about what they're doing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back, and we're on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. Now, folks, there's things out here that, you know, us on the indie radio, alternate media, people like Mark and John Nelson, all of us out here. I mean, there's a lot of us that are whistleblowers, and a lot of us out here that are trying to get the information out. And as I said in the beginning of the broadcast, I went to the peace rally ahead in Chicago. I was glad to hear the people that were there were praising the alternative press, which was us. They said that if it wasn't for us on this end, they would not have gotten information of what is really going on in the world. And that made me feel they really that we're, you know, doing something good on this side. Now, the other thing I want to bring up, too, is this issue of race. Currently, there's all kinds of things that are being purported on the media. A lot of things are really happening out there. They're blowing nooses in trees and all this racial thing. And I saw this happen about two Halloweens or three Halloweens ago when I heard that there was a faction out there trying to set up an assassination attempt on Minister Louis Farrakhan, again, in order to direct the race riot. All these things that they're doing right now is to basically cause a situation that they can do the last measure, which is to bring the National Guard in so that they can come in with these foreign troops that Mark is talking about. And I wanted to find out from your opinion, Mark. Don't you think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that they're doing with, you know, putting in your face all this stuff about, you know, the racial issue, many incidents they're talking about are very true, and they've been there for a long time, but they have never really reported it. And they're just doing an impact station right now because they're trying to cause a race riot so this president will stay in the White House. What is your opinion?
A number of different pressure points they're using. One of them, with regard to the, for instance, what we saw the Jenna 6 down in Alabama, which in reality was bottom line.
That was
people.
In New Orleans.
Yeah, well, New Orleans is a different story. We actually had the foreign troops on the ground. That wasn't an accident at all. The Jenna 6 issue was a fabrication of itself, purely with combination of the ADL, ACLU, and the Fed. Needing to whip a situation up where if anybody else had chased, you know, six people had chased one person down and beat on them, you'd be charged, period.
Mm-hmm.
What they were trying to show is that they could antagonize the average American and become, just exactly what you're saying, frustrated because of what they're seeing with regard to a one-sided justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is going on now all over the place.
It's happening
everywhere.
When
you step in the court system right now, it's one-sided. Period.
And
when you get in there, one-sided.
Exactly. That's one of the, what's interesting is now with New Orleans, we had seven foreign military forces on the ground, and you saw them on national television. So anybody who tries to claim that, oh, the foreign troops have not been active here or are not active here at different points, I'll go back a little farther. September 11th, it was publicly, even when I was behind the wire, they were bragging that they brought 27,900 German troops into the United States right after September 11th to secure American bases. Now, what's wrong with this picture, guys? There's 258 million Americans in the United States, and God knows how many illegals, we'll say 30 million. So why do we need to go outside the U.S. for security for anything for this country? We don't need the Israelis monitoring our nuclear sites. We don't need the Israelis on the border. We don't need the Germans in our bases. We don't need the Dutch over our skies. We don't need the French playing Marines on our coasts. We don't need the Russians here at the oil refineries. But just the reverse is the case. We have an occupation by foreign military assets that has been surreptitiously brought in and is very quiet for the moment, but it's going to have a very specific agenda. Now, I'm going to tie one last thing in because I know we're running out of time. But let's look at this from a little different perspective. The North American Union BS that they're going to push next, all of the worst laws of each country become the laws of all three nations. Now, I want you all to not look south to Mexico. It's bad enough. That's like a toilet flush north with what they're going to do and what they're already doing, what's happening across the border. Canada, its military force is predominantly under what authority? United Nations control. Now, what's going to happen when the borders are dropped? Do you think that they're going to kick the United Nations asset and resource and control out of the Canadian military, which is now part of the global North American military? Or do you think they're going to do just the reverse?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
You see what's going to happen here? Mm-hmm. So everybody, don't just look south. Look north, because the Canadians, I'm going to tell you something. I have dealt with and we have been monitoring the Canadians all over the planet, but especially in the United States. The Canadian military despises the American people. I cannot stress that enough. The Canadian military despises the American people because we are armed, because we are free and independent. There is a long-standing vindictiveness on their part because we ran their hind end up into Canada. Most of them are Tories. That doesn't mean we don't have nice Canadians over the border that need to be Canadians. And they are good allies. We've got some good Canadians up there that have been great allies and are actually, for all practical purposes, they'd like to see Canada the 51st state, to be quite honest. But the Canadian military is involved in all this scurrilous United Nations activity already. Take a look at when they do pictures, when they take pictures like in the Caribbean or anywhere where the Canadian military or even our U.S. military are in the U.N., they won't look at the camera. They are absolutely conditioned like criminals to look away from the camera, look down at the ground, cover their face, look away. It's because they're not prideful of what they're doing because they are involved in criminal, scurrilous criminal action is the only way to describe it. And that's what we're seeing right now. This is what's going to happen. This is how the ring knockers from the neocon end are going to bring another element of their global law into America all through this side door. They're not even a back door, a side door. And it's going to slide in from one direction. Another thing is we already know, here, think about this. We live on the border. We always know what the exchange rates are for the Canadian dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize, for all of your listeners, that right now it takes you have to spend a dollar for American to buy one Canadian dollar, and that is unheard of.
Well, our dollar is totally devaluated right now. There's nothing backing it. We're just, you know, we're just on the fringe. If people, you are worried about the situation with the housing crash. Right behind that is going to be a banking crash.
A money crash, yes.
There's going to be a huge thing. You try to go to your bank and get some money out. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Well,
fast.
Can we make a recommendation here, too? And most people, think about this. We're going to have to buy and bribe foreign troops. Okay, you're going to end up with Dutch, Germans, Belgians. You're going to end up with even Japanese, Chinese, whatever, on American streets. Start buying euros now. I can't say, you know, I know people go, I don't have that much money. You take a couple $100, put it into euro coin, not paper. Put it into euro coin in the larger coin denominations. You'll have this on hand. Which do you think a foreign soldier with a gun to America's head is going to take? Ameros that you can wipe your hind end with like toilet paper, or euros which he can spend in his home country?
Euros.
So that's what you want, to bribe them. We're not using this for anything else other than to buy them, to buy their ammo, to buy their equipment, to buy their mags, so they can buy dope, so they can buy whatever they're going to do. They're going to booze it up. We got to have something to buy them with. And euros are something they could find an excuse for having. So we need the euros in place and in our hands. And we tell all of our troops to do this right now. You want to have a pocket full of euros. Because what's going to happen, there's going to be times where you run into their troops. They're not motivated. If they run into a situation where there's 10 of us and 5 of them, yeah, pull the trigger. Everybody's dead. I'll tell you what, Hans, Otto, Dieter, Chow Ching, Bing Boy, whatever your name is, you stay. I'll tell you what, hold on. Here, we're going to put $100 in euros right here. You guys divide it up between you, but you just turn a blind eye. Pick up that $100 in euros, and you go that way, and we'll go this way, and everybody's happy.
And the thing is, this is the same thing that happened in the Civil War when you had the Confederate dollar that got devalued. You're going to have this exact same thing because it happens every millennium. And see, it's a historical thing on this because, see, they're getting ready to change everything we know. And it's not necessarily a lot of this stuff is bad, but the way they're going about it is wrong. Because, again, you know, we're in a civilized time, not an uncivilized nation. And they have taken us back in civilized time, back to ancient Rome, and basically using dictatorship or emperorism in order to control us with lies and conspiracies and threats. And the thing is, we have no one backing us. They took everybody that we need here to protect our shores and sent them out to various countries. So we are not protected. They're telling you to give your guns up. Why are they doing that? The criminal that they claimed is out here that's going to come in and shoot you with your own gun, he's very much armed. And it's extremely dangerous. You have people out here, police officers with tasers. They're hitting citizens for no apparent reason, spraying them with mace. And this is another antagonistic situation they're doing. They're doing this and showing it to you because, again, they want you out there to act out so that they can have this one measure. Because I feel, to be honest with you, Mark and John, what they're doing right now is if they antagonize us, we're not going to have a presidential election. If they do what they're planning on doing, there's no grounds to have that because they already have this other thing that I saw already in writing, that this president could be a president forever if there's one act that goes on. Now, John Peeler, I want to ask you about this situation. What do you think about the fact that they're, you know, in this situation that Mark's talking about? Do you see the same picture?
I see exactly what you're talking about. It's divide and conquer. I mean, the border situations are bad and out of control, and they're using that as an excuse, but they point these racial issues, like Mark said, and they make one a big priority and another one's not a priority. It's a more certain, you know, they control the media. The system controls the media to a large extent. And years ago, when I talked to William Jefferson Bly, also known as William Jefferson Clinton, when he was governor, he told me that someday he would be a two-term president, his wife would be a senator, then she would be a two-term president, and then he would be Secretary General of the United Nations. And that's where he's headed now, and that's what he wants to do. But the situation is out of control. Like a lot of your sponsors said, a person needs to get their health in check as best they can get their health going, and then they need to get an education. Like Mark said, they need to get around like-minded people and get a support group that in case the balloon goes up and the bottom falls out, they'll have some people that are like-minded. They can watch their back for each other. And, you know, when the divide, Abraham Lincoln said, if this country falls, it'll fall from within. It won't be an external enemy. But the situation is so bad now, the racial and holy war, these Klan members, Aryan Nation, all these people are trying to make a race war. They, all these government agents and informants infiltrate these organizations, try to help them out, say there's all these serious problems and so forth, try to divide and conquer.
They were being funded by Bin Laden. That was the whole thing.
7 days a week, they make Federal Reserve notes. The only reason the Fed charges you taxes is to watch where your money comes from, where it goes to, and what you do with your Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
That's a type of control. And the prison system is the fastest growing industry in America.
One thing to remember about this, and this is one thing I point out because we are even seeing this right now, they don't mind ranting and, you know, they don't mind reaction. Now, here's the difference between reaction and response. Reaction is riot. Reaction is confusion.
Exactly.
They don't mind if you're confused, if John's confused, or if I'm confused, and what we do is we strip bare naked, smear our bodies in green jello, put goo in our hair, set it on fire, grab a rifle, and run down blazing, you know, down the street blazing away at anything and everything that moves. What they're scared of is response, which is Mark waiting in the shadows to see who shoots the guy with the green jello on so they can get rid of the threat.
That's funny.
But that's seriously true.
Because, again, there's a lot of people out here that are in a situation. That's why they brought these foreign troops in, by the way, folks. They got them out here. They get behind, you know, people like Mark or whatever, because they get, you know. But the thing is, this is the thing that's scary. These people that are in these think tanks that think about this stuff, now they think they got to control all these foreign people that they brought over here, and they think that they're going to, you know, have their hind when things happen. The bottom line is you open the door to a whole nest of people that are not operable under our guidelines and our government.
That's right.
So anytime those people, even though they're being paid by our government to do these things, they can turn in a minute and go back to support their government. And that means that we're going to see a situation of a threat that we have never, ever visited before if all these things take place. And it's just basically taking past and present timelines and events and putting them together and finding and looking at it as a path to what might happen in the future. And that's just what I'm seeing. If this stuff goes through the way that they are planning on doing, and like Mark was saying, if we have this type of reaction, if we get that reaction, then the next thing you're going to see is something you don't want to see on the street at all. Oh. And that's where you do have to have those Urals, because you're going to have to try to contact or give somebody something in order to survive out here. And we're coming very, very close to that. Am I not right, Mark?
Well, one of the things I tell you now, remember, we're still going to have to fight, but here's what they're worried about is the idea we're going to end up having to shoot their hind end, and I'm not beating around the bush on it, but the difference is that we do it in an organized fashion because we respond as, and again, organized militia units, organized home defense units, organize your family, understand what it is that needs to be done, have food on the shelf, have food manufacturing facilities. In other words, you've got to be able to grow it. You want to make sure you can actually process it. That can be done at the home level. We used to can in every home in this country. We can do it again. We can get it right down to the individual level to build our entire economy back up, and we don't need the big boys to do it at all. But what it means is we have to develop now a thought process that we are going to respond. We already decided we're going to get rid of them. Here's the overview. We got to get rid of the traitors. We got to get rid of the foreign troops. Now we got to intelligently look at step by step how we're going to dust. You know, we're going to dust them up. We're going to move them in the dustpan, walk them over to the Atlantic shelf or the Pacific shelf, and dump them off into the water. That's the process we have to be thinking about. And in the meantime, we have many different tools that we need to use. We already know the troops are here. We've already seen them on national television, but we have pointed this out for years. And you got to remember that I was attacked viciously for a reason, because we pointed out where they were. We have videotaped, photographed, and monitored them. Now, they have come and gone. They work in waves, in peaks. They're not here in one place any given time for years on end. There are windows of opportunity that have developed, and they have brought personnel in. We know right now that they're at a peak level, that there's a right now, and I'm talking as we speak, there are a number of places we're monitoring, including central Wisconsin, the border down south, especially on the three specific facilities, including Roswell. Don't worry about UFOs. Worry about Roswell, because the Germans are there, and you don't see anything about Roswell where they do modern pictorials on it, because they're occupying it. One of the reasons, when they open the border up, the United Nations assets will also be keeping the border open, even if America doesn't want it open. That's why they're there.
We're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Okie doke.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're back, and we're on RBN, Late Night with Deanne. We're with Mark Kornke and John Gary Peeler. John, Alice Dossis, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, you have any more questions here?
Yeah, I got a quick statement and then a question. Number one is, we have people already impinging upon us, and it's called our lawyers and judges that are acting against us and actually aiding the enemy. Where do you point? Do you draw a line to where they're shooting the guy running down the street with a shooting his rifle and the green gulk on his hair? It was kind of a questionable point. Secondly, as I've been taught spiritually, we've got to grow to a point where we don't develop war anymore and we find the other way. And as some of the enemies that are against me have helped me because I recognize that they're good people in a bad situation and they're doing what they have to do to stay there and yet create solution somehow. And so it becomes this unprecedented situation of how do you do this? And again, I have to go by the spirit of discernment. Another thing, have you heard of Neil Schneider that was assassinated? He was part of the underground drilling mechanism, a 40-man crew that refused to drill anymore for the powers to be. There's like 1,400 underground bases with a train system connecting them. And he's told that like Clinton gave away 168 of our stealth fighters, which are actually have, I want to say, alien technology and materials in them. And when they fly, they literally will fly to the speed where they're like a comet, and they actually melt some of their material on the flight plane pad once they land because they're so hot. Are you aware of any of this information where all those craft were given to the UN?
I haven't seen anything on. No, we know a vast amount of material was handed over, and this is a basic rule, and I'll give you a lead on this. Go to Airman Magazine or to U.S. Air Force Magazine from 1990 through 1994, and I challenge you, if you take the time, go through this. There was a tremendous amount of information that was being put in there that was not for the public's consumption, but to try and motivate the troops to, you know, lean towards this global agenda. And there's a lot of information in there on what was actually transpired. Once we pointed it out, the publications were pulled, some of them were pulled from the shelf of libraries across the country, so we know the enemy was listening. Now, as far as what technologies, well, we can assume that between greed and public action, I mean, public isn't public for the bureaucrats in Washington, they handed over vast amounts of information, technology, and material that have still not been accounted for completely. And so I would assume the worst, and we wouldn't be disappointed, but as far as the technology goes, you know, it comes down to ground pounders. All this equipment requires maintenance. The more heavy the technology, the longer the amount of maintenance, the less reliable it is. I'll give you an example. Desert Dust Part 2, The Adventure Continues. Therefore, the Army lost 36 Apaches in less than an hour. It got no coverage in the U.S. media, but they were shot out of the sky with all conventional ground fire, just with the regular infantryman and the local Iraqi stepping out on his back porch and putting a piece of lead into him. So high-tech is cool, but high-tech, unfortunately, for the other side, they know that it's maintenance-heavy and it doesn't take much of a wrench to bollocks up the plumbing.
Well, I want to also bring the same question to John Peeler.
We can hang tight and ask him after the program, but we're at the end.
Oh, we are at the end. Sorry about that. Good show. Want to have everybody back. Again, we'll be back up tomorrow on Conspiracies at 6 p.m. Central Time on Now Live. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, John Peeler, and thanks, John Alastasis. We'll be back, and take care.
Good night, everybody. Don't forget, God loves you all.